Thanks for coming back and joining us, Latinas Watching Bravo. Guys, this is bittersweet. It's our last episode. We went through all of Potomac. I'm so excited. It is bittersweet, but this was like a great final episode. So I'm so curious to get all your thoughts on Nicki Minaj, the hosting, everything. I'll start with the end question. Overall, what did you guys think about celebrity co-host? I took a poll on the Instagram stories. Should Andy get his chair back? Was it good? It's like mixed reviews. So I'm dying to hear what y'all think, and then we can get into the episode.
I voted on your poll. Me personally, it was okay. I think it was overhyped. I mean, she went in on Ashley, which I kind of enjoyed, but it was, I mean, because she asked the questions that we kind of all wanted to ask, but nobody ever, like, Andy doesn't really ask sometimes those hardcore questions that we want asked. But it was okay. I mean, I didn't think it was like, oh my God, it's so good. It was so amazing. I thought it was
right. Is that from Sada Shar?
Is that
kind of the same? I did like you said, that she, because, you know, he has too much, like, he can't go there sometimes. He tries to, but, like, for various reasons, you know, he has to maintain kind of, like, semi-neutral ground. So it was nice to have her, like, have these, like, cringe moments that are more, like, akin to, like, how we would act if we were put in the chair. But at the same time, it was also... like, I could not watch a full segment, you know, like, I'm glad that it was just like a little piece of it and not someone guest hosting for like a full episode or like, you know, the reunion or for like a whole reunion. I feel like if they do it, they need to keep it short and sweet. Cause it's also, like you said, very hyped up, but also there were some awkward like moments too with her being, you know, like with her opinions. And I don't know that if you brought someone on every time with their own hardcore opinion, if that would go well, you know.
Yeah, I actually agree with both of you. I thought it was a lot of fun. I was rewatching it earlier today, and like, just so many cringe clutching my pearls moments that I like kind of missed the first time, where I was like, oh my God, no, so much did it. And like, it was a lot of fun to enjoy it from a viewer's perspective, where she really asked those things that we're all talking about and nobody talks about in the reunion. I agree with everything you guys said. And yeah, I think it was a little overhyped. I expected a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. It was fun though. It was fun, entertaining. And I think if they move towards this, it should be, like Shar said, episode 2 can be the celebrity portion, and then we need to get back to business. Yes. we need to like continue on, because I also felt like there was no closure. I was waiting for Andy to come back. Yeah, I was like, okay, Andy needs to come back, and we need to like close it out.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. So I think if they move towards this format, it was equally undecided on the poll so far. Like, people are torn. I got a lot of give Andy his chair back. I got a lot of those.
And we need to stop these 4-part reunions. It's a month. Yeah. I don't need a month. Like, go.
Yeah.
We need to
you're so right. It is a month.
Right? It stretches it out for another 4 weeks.
We need
weeks.
To go back to either 2-part or no more than 3 parts. If it's like a really, really good season, there was a lot of stuff.
It feels like,
you know, okay,
like
3 parts.
Episode 2 is just, you know, like, not necessarily everything from that particular one, but like, you could just cut out, like, they have so much filler.
Yeah.
And you could just cut that out there, and you're left with the same thing as like in regular season, where like the thing that's been hyped up all season gets put off to the last 5 minutes, you know, of the third episode. And then the final episode like covers it finally.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah. I didn't even realize that. It is a whole month.
I think they just, they need to just go back either to, I mean, like, I was watching OC all day today, and it was just, you know, they only had a 2-part. I mean, it wasn't a good season, but 2-part Atlanta for a while. Just, I think the last season of Atlanta was only 2-part. So either 2-part or 3-part, definitely no more than 3-part reunion. We don't need 4 parts.
Yeah, and just put the extra stuff on Peacock or whatever. And
exactly what I was going to say. Yep. Do the 2-part and then send us all to Peacock.
Yep.
Although Miami should be on Bravo, and they can
I'm so
send
upset.
OC to Peacock.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with that too.
I am so upset about that. I'm definitely gonna end with Miami, because that's as we wrap up one franchise. Yeah, as we wrap up the franchise, another one opens. So let's get into some of the things that were not discussed, which I was like, oh, wow, she really went there. Well, first I thought it was really funny how there was all this like lesbian shaming about Robin and Giselle, only to then in the very next question, you know, talk about how great it is for Juan as a Black man to be progressive, which I agree with all of that. But I was like, weren't you just like shaming them 2 minutes ago with all these like jokes and side eye and about them touching legs? And did you sleep in a bed together? That's also part of like toxicity environment of like being a lesbian. So that was just like interesting to me. And then we can get into the Juan Michael Darby thing of it all. What did you guys think about that section?
Well, me personally, I need my own space. So I don't even like to sleep, you know, with anyone. I don't even like to share a hotel room, let alone a bed, you know, because that's just me, you know. I'm not, you know, 21 anymore where you got to save money.
Right.
You gotta,
exactly. You know, share a bed. That's the reason.
I like my space. I mean, when I've taken vacations, even with friends and like with other friends and their kids, I'm like, the only person I share a room with is my daughter, you know, and that's it. And we get a double bed and she gets her own bed and I get my own bed. I like my space. But I thought that was weird. Until she brought it up, I never even thought about that. People
me
thought
neither.
They were lesbians. Never. Never.
Me neither. I had never heard that.
Never.
I didn't understand why we were even talking. Who cares? Like, I like to be in my own space too, but I have shared like on company trip, especially like one of the companies I worked for, and we were already grown, but they were not about to give us all our individual rooms. So they were like,
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just a matter of personal. It's everyone has different comfort levels, but I know plenty of girlfriends who like would share.
Absolutely.
They would go on, like, on a trip together and share a hotel room. I don't think that's weird at all.
Totally. I did not think that was weird at all, but I thought it was super cringe the way they were painting it.
Yeah.
And I was just like what is happening?
Never
here?
Crossed my mind.
I didn't think about it that way. And if they have a thing, it doesn't matter to me. Like, it's
right. I was just like, this is like, which is why
can't you be like best friends with somebody? Automatically, they got to think you got something going on.
Right.
Like, why can't I also you just feel be like best they're friends? Like sisters to me, even from the time
totally.
They kind of look alike. Like they just, I feel like they're old friends.
There's I would think it was weird if the Green Eyed Bandits didn't travel together. Yeah, I'd be like, you guys are a band, you're a duo, you know, like go
like old friends. They've been friends for a really long time. Like,
I've never seen anything weird about their relationship, and people can have all kinds of friendships. I've shared beds with my friends who are gay women, and that's not a problem either. I've shared beds with
because they don't
women.
Look at you in that way,
right?
That's the thing.
All just
like,
depends
you can
on
be...
personal. Right. Personal preference and
totally
comfort.
Totally. So I was just like really mind boggled how that became like they were talking about that way too long. I was like, why? I went to get something to drink, came back, we're still on it. I was like, what is going on? But it was interesting because it was juxtaposed to the next one where she gave all the flowers to Juan for having gay male friends, to which Ashley said, wait a minute. And I didn't even catch that part. I was like, oh shit. I was so enthralled in the question about Juan, I didn't even catch that. Did you guys catch that?
No.
Well, she said other gay men.
Right.
Other gay men friends. So when you say other, that means you're saying he's gay.
Implying, including him. Yeah. Like a part, like along with him. I don't know. Right. I didn't catch it to mean that exact thing, but like looking back on it, I can see how it's like how you interpret it that way with what she said.
Right. Right. And her whole point was that it's progressive. And I think that's true of Latino culture too. We have a lot of machismo and male toxicity and all of that. And so it is progressive when men in our communities are able to roll with it and be cool and not like immediately threaten with violence and stuff like that, which is what her point was, that she doesn't see that a lot. And that's really cool of him. And does he have other gay male friends? To which and Ashley was like, hold up, wait a minute. I was like, oh shit, I did not even catch that. But yeah, so that there was like flowers for Juan, but it goes back to the point. I mean, I caught Karen say it a little bit under the mic, but Nikki's point is we're all human. And is it cool that if a man is saying he wants to suck your man's dick, shouldn't you be just as offended if it was a woman? And could that lead to things down the line. Again, interesting line of questioning. I really never thought about it that way. What say you, ladies?
I got when she said it, like, yeah, human, not even looking at gender. If we want to be all PC and politically and woke, if you're not even looking at gender, actually, I wouldn't be okay with that.
I thought that was interesting too. When she put it like that, I'm like, well, that's true. If I was offended if a woman came for my man, shouldn't I be equally offended because we're all human? This is taking gender out of it. Yeah.
The thing too is putting Michael into it, because I know in my entire life, I know plenty of people who have just a vulgar sense of humor. And that can be said for like Brits and Aussies as well. You know, like their sense of humor is completely different than American sense of humor. So if I didn't know Michael and she was just like, this is an Australian guy, that would not surprise me that something like that could come out of their mouth and it could be just funny. But because like knowing him and like the touchy feeling, remember he grabbed like Katie's boyfriend, like behind or the producer or whatever. He has like that history of, I don't care who he touches. I don't care what his like sexual orientation is, like good for him. I don't like to each their own. But because he has a history of being a creep, like it comes off to me in a different way. Like the fact that he would say that is like more offensive or creepy to me. And so it makes me process it in a different way than someone just joking, you know?
I would agree with that. There's an image that someone did the work, because I couldn't remember what season it was, where he's like cackling. I think it's when they're talking about the bachelor party, and it's like this great horrible image, very Harry Potter. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly how I think of him. He's like a cringy old man.
He gives me vibes of like someone who would like touch you inappropriately and just like be like, just laugh it off, it's fine, it's just a joke, you know? And you're Predator, like, it's not okay because I don't feel that it's okay,
right?
Like whether you're male or female, you know, whatever, non-binary, whoever you are, if someone's encroaching on your personal territory, you have every right to feel creeped out. And he gives me the creeps. Like, so I
totally,
in my head, like I don't, I'm like,
I actually thought of you, Shar, when that came up, because he creeps you out so much.
Yeah. Sorry, Ashley, like Ashley's doing your thing
because you love Ashley. But, yeah.
I mean, she has definitely grown on me, and so I hate to like shit on her family, but like he creeps me out.
You know, and it's really funny because when we compare it to like the guys on Jersey, they're extremely touchy feely, and they're,
I love that, because it shows how comfortable they are, and like
they're very comfortable in their sexuality, and they really I love them. I can watch them all day. But it is definitely very different when it comes from Michael Darby. And I'm gonna ask this because it leads into a question that I'll ask right after, but because inquiring minds want to know, and Nicki Minaj asked it of the panel, we have to ask it too. Do we think Michael Darby is in love with Juan or sexually attracted to Juan?
Maybe.
I mean, I thought for sure yes. I didn't even know that was a question. I've always thought
I feel like he has some, I don't know if it's sexual or more like he wants to be cool,
like admire,
you know, Juan, like we were saying around here, he's known as like it's like a cool guy. Like if you were a guy, and especially if you're into basketball or sports, or just, you know yeah, he who he proud. Is
well I yeah, think he does like cool. him in a sexual way, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like
no, I he's don't a know but I'm guy. Not trying to put like my job, like I don't feel comfortable making assumptions on someone's sexuality. I don't feel like that's my place to like make like, ooh, he's probably secretly gay. I don't know. He might not be, or he might be bi, or he might be whatever he, you know, like feels.
I think he
is.
Might be bi, and the world is he might not fluid.
They've
and...
never come out and said anything, so right. I'm not going to speculate because that's not my place. If he ever wants to come out, that's his, you know, like story to tell. But
right, which is why I preface with she asked it of the ladies, and we're recapping it.
I'm not honestly. Michael, I don't spend any time thinking about you. So I don't care that much. But
to
I
that question that she asked,
I feel like
what
he
do
has
think?
Like in my my opinion, it's more of like he wants to be him,
like adoration
sort of thing. What's that like? What's that movie? Like single white female, like
oh yeah,
creepy, like, like might be obsessed with him and his cool. And obviously, we all know that Juan is still out there and like. You know, he talks to ladies and like gets attention. So I feel like maybe he just likes like the idea of like who his persona is, like this cool guy, good looking, goes out, gets ladies, has, you know, like a reputation.
Totally.
Is like an athlete. I don't know that he's like, I want to get you in bed secretly. I mean, maybe, I don't know that, but I get more of like, I'm trying to like forcefully be your friend and be funny and cool and for you to like me and like that kind of thing.
That's fair. I could see that. Sada?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah, I've said all I had to say about Juan Dixon.
But do you think, to Nikki's question to the ladies, that what's his name, Michael Darby, has a crush on him?
Oh yeah, come on, I've said that from day one.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, but my opinion has not changed.
Right,
and I still say that wedding's not gonna happen.
Yeah, you have said that since day one. You've been consistent.
I remain consistent.
And I say that because it's really interesting. I'm going to put this in the Instagram stories, but there's the clip of Real Housewives of Miami where Adriana is, she's calling out someone saying about a funeral, somebody died, that they died. There was someone's husband in the presence of another man. And I thought it was just like neighborhood.
Alexia's husband. He so died, Herman.
Right. So at the beginning, I thought it was just like regular chismet, like about somebody in the neighborhood or something. And then as I started following all the stories, they're talking about Alexia's husband, who did pass away. And then all the chismet came out that he was on a cocaine binge and that he frequented male escorts and that this was well known. And she always turned an eye. And I was like, holy shit, because if this was always going on. Because of
the lifestyle.
Right. And so if this was always going on, that means they kept it very undercover in the first three seasons when it came out, because we didn't really hear much about it the way we are now. And it made my heart go out to Alexia, like she had to know. So when I saw this, after all the buzz about Miami, I was thinking about Ashley and I was like, well, would a wife know? Because they were married forever and they have two kids, Alexia and what's his name? Herman, did you say? Herman.
No, but the kids aren't his.
Oh,
now, okay. And then I'll just give you this, and I know we're going to talk about Miami later. If you watch on Netflix, there's a Cocaine Cowboys documentary on Netflix that talks about her kid's dad on there.
Oh, really?
And Alexia's on there, and she's like, you know, I've always, you know, he wasn't the first drug dealer I dated. I always liked that lifestyle, the bad boy, blah, blah, blah. She's like, and then I went on to you know, be on the Real Housewives of Miami with Leah Black. Leah Black was one of the big kingpins, drug dealer in Miami.
What?
Back in the, yes, you gotta watch, girl.
Oh.
Everybody's connected, you know?
Oh,
and also, you know,
God.
Roy Black was one of Epstein's lawyers back in the 90s.
That Miami circle is tight.
Yes.
Binging this weekend. Oh my God.
Yes.
Leah Black?
Yes. Everybody's connected. It's all a connection. So Alexia, you know, always had that money and that one of that lifestyle and all this stuff. So then with her kid's father. So then he got busted. He was in jail. Then she, you know, she likes that lifestyle. Then she met the second husband, Herman. And then she turned the blind eye because she had the money, the Rolls Royce, the magazine that now doesn't exist anymore, blah, blah, blah. And she was going to marry this third guy. And then it was the day that her mom unfortunately passed away. And
that's right. I saw that. Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at now. Yeah.
Oh my God. I did not know that about the cocaine cowboys and Leah Black. Holy shit. I'm so excited to do some work.
Roy Black was the lawyers for the Kingpins.
Wow.
That documentary.
My God, I'm so excited to do this deep dive. So that was on my brain when I rewatched the segment with Ashley, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the question that Nikki asked later, like, if y'all already were established and had your money, would you marry the same man? So I just started thinking about Ashley. I'm like, well, you know, it may be he's on the down low, and like, maybe
he looks the other way.
Yeah, maybe it's possible. Yeah, she looks the other way.
I mean, it's also possible that, because she said she's also been into women and they've brought women in, and she partakes as well.
Yeah.
So like, they could just be into, like, you know, there's people that are whatever, pansexual, you know, or like are into everyone.
Right.
Like they just go and have sex parties and it's like all fair game.
Right.
I don't see him being like just secretly gay on the down low, whatever, because so much stuff of his has come to light. I feel like that would come out, like with all the opportunities, with all the like pictures and the people that, you know, put him on blast. Like, I feel like someone would have taken the opportunity to be like, oh great, let me hop in on this, you know, like I know he dated this person or like frequents, you know, these places, like I find it very hard to believe that someone wouldn't have come out and like said something, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like with Alexia, right? But I just wonder because Ashley seems to be very adamant that none of that is true, and I don't know, I'm just like, girls, 2021, let it be true if it is true. Like, you know,
well, I mean, I also like, I don't like him at all. That's very
right,
clear.
Right.
But it's also his place. Like, if he's not likable, feel comfortable, because he's older, like a lot older.
That's true.
So his generation, like, you know, isn't as free as people are now. So it's possible that maybe he has, like, you know, he has a very established like sexuality and she knows like the full spectrum of it, but like, he's not comfortable establishing it to the public or having to face his family, you know, or something. Like,
yeah,
like very possible that she knows him because she's so open. She's
right, so open, right,
and blunt. I really don't think that she, like, I don't think he's hiding that from her. I mean, he obviously hid cheating because they were doing whatever, they had a slump in their relationship or pregnancy or whatever bullshit excuse he has, but like, I don't think when they were fully partying when he met her and all the stories she tells, like, I think she knows what he has partaken in, you know.
I wonder if you were in that situation, if we, especially now that we're older, knowing what we know, if you had the opportunity, kind of more like Alexia, to have a life of peace and calmness and wealth and stability and be able to like help your family and, you know, get out of debt and have a certain lifestyle, would you be able to turn a blind eye to that and just be like, yeah, we live a, you know, a non-intimate,
like Mary Cosby, like,
yeah, you know, like I kind of think now I'm okay with it.
I have already have my daughter
older,
I'm not having any more kids. I am 41 years old. I've been married, I'm divorced, I've been in love. I'm good. Do what
that's
you
how
want.
I feel. I think I could do I'd be like, okay, because I would have peace in my life. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would be okay with it. And then like, you still get to have your romance. I'm sure Alexia had romances. You just gotta like not be disrespectful about it, you know. She's the Cuban Barbie. I doubt she was like at home crying, you know.
No, she was out having fun.
As long as you have an agreement, if you guys are in an understanding, then that's great. If you have an agreement, go for it. Like,
I think I could. I could sign up for an agreement. Yeah, I think I could do it. I support it.
I think as long as you're both on the same page. I think it's only just like horrible when someone doesn't know and they find things out after. Like you're saying, like after he died, then all this comes out. But maybe she knew, like anyway.
I think she'd have to know. I'm so intrigued by this. I can't wait to report back. Okay. Thank you, Sara, for breaking news.
Yeah, homework.
I'm like totally distracted now. Okay. So going back to Nicki Minaj. So the next, where do we go to next? I thought it was hysterical, that whole setup with him. Clearly, Nicki is a Grand Dame fan. She is Team Karen. I really just loved that Giselle took it with stride and let her go in on her and say, do you think your looks are fading? It was worth the laugh for me. What did you guys think about that whole segment? I think that was another big moment about her looks, but she gave her flowers in the beginning. She said,
yeah,
you're a gorgeous
woman. It was like the shit sandwich where you say something nice and something mean and then something nice again.
Yeah, she said, you're a gorgeous woman. People walk across the street to see you. I actually don't think her looks have faded. Do you guys think I think she's still stunning.
I mean, she's definitely aging, but I appreciate that she's not, I mean, to each their own again, but like, I like when people accept an age like gracefully instead of having the same face, like copy pasted as everyone else with the same fillers, with the same stretched out, you know, skin. Like, it's just refreshing to see someone just be themselves to an extent, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that, do we agree with Robin's shady dig that Karen looks younger now than in season one?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah, I agree. Everything when you see the flashbacks is like, oh god, like,
yeah.
The wigs, the like makeup, has
she does look
the
so much.
She had a glow up. Yes. I mean, she had a glow up, but you get money and exposure. You get sponsorships. You get opportunities. You get
also
more money.
See yourself on a screen.
Yeah, like, in high
I
def.
Don't look like in whatever 8K, whatever it is.
She looks great now. What do you guys think about this whole shady thing with Wendy looking at the cards? That was a big topic on social media.
I love the tweets you posted.
I was cracking up at this whole fight. What do you guys think about her actually looking at those cards?
I mean, it's definitely shady, but
yeah, shady.
That's what they're all there to do. What else are they doing? Like,
I'm kind of bummed that like she got called out by Nicki Minaj. That's like,
that's embarrassing. It's the second embarrassing thing she's had happen with her not knowing the lyrics to her song.
Yeah,
and like saying she's a Nicki fan or she's a Barb, and then they called her out because she said the wrong lyrics. On, it was with Wendy.
Oh, so embarrassing. Yeah,
it's so crazy. It made my skin crawl. Like,
oh, that's embarrassing. And then I have to agree with her about the turkey neck thing. Giselle is beautiful. I have always wondered why she doesn't take care of. That's a simple procedure.
I guess, but props to her for not. I mean, I don't know that she might do it now because people pointed it out, you know. But at the same time, like, regular people don't just run out and get surgery. Regular people are just regular people, you know. Like,
that's true. That's true. And it's a great revolution
in there.
Oh, yeah. Can you?
I'm sure you can.
You can get injections in your neck. In your,
there's
in your
everything
neck.
Now.
I fully intend to get whatever.
Yeah, I'm not saying I won't do it.
No, but I know what you mean because I was just
never
saying,
say never.
No, I fully intend.
I would not be a stranger to a surgery somewhere foreign on, like, you know, recover while you're at the beach, come back from your vacation.
Oh, it's not even surgery. You just get injections and filler in your neck.
Oh, yeah. They do those like strings now where they, you know, inject the strings and it pulls like your muscles.
I'm so here for it. I want to do it all like a nice little nip and tuck. Nothing crazy, but keep me looking fresh. yeah, but I do agree with what you're saying. Like, it is a nice time. I was just telling a friend this other day that we're in the midst of like this great revolution where women are letting their hair go gray. Women are like being themselves. And that is so beautiful to see. And especially for our next generation of younger women, that it is beautiful to age. We are surviving through a pandemic. We need to love on ourselves and not be
and our ancestors once upon a time, like, used to revere age, you know, like your wrinkles were like something like, wow, this person has lived a long
you've
time.
Lived.
You're wise. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And now like, everyone's trying to like suck and tuck, you know, and it works. Like I said, it's not like I wouldn't do any of this stuff. I don't know because I'm not there quite yet, but I'm definitely like,
no, game. I agree. I think I'm in the Karen part of that. Like, she's had just a couple of tweaks to keep it young and fresh, but she's not trying to like not be proud of her age.
My biggest thing is just let people live. If someone doesn't want to wear makeup and they look, even if they look tired, it doesn't matter. Just like, if that's how they like it and that's how they're comfortable, then like, don't make comments. Cause you know, Latina, especially like Diaz and stuff, when you go, they're like, oh, like your hair is frizzy, or, you know, like that shirt's looking tight. There's like this horrible culture of like picking people apart for not looking like a telenovela, like, or like a presenter.
Absolutely.
You know, at all times, like wearing heels, having your nails done, wearing makeup, like having your hair pressed. Like,
absolutely. I've had this fight so much because I refuse to wear makeup now. And since I lived in DC, actually, that's what stripped me to a lot of it. And it is infuriating to me, the amount of people that are like, oh, well, why? Because I want to like let my skin breathe, and I'm not Sofia Vergara, I'm not J-Lo, I'm not Shakira. Like, I'm never gonna look like that. Like, not all of us walk out, like you said, looking like a telenovela.
Well, not everyone else, like a lot of people don't enjoy that. Like, I enjoy makeup, for example. Like, I find joy in like doing my face. Like, I like that. But let's say like my cousin, who's like, say, the same age as I am, similar, never does her makeup. And we always got compared like our whole lives because we're growing up next to each other. And they're like, she's so plain. Like, ponte un poquito, you know, like the pinta labio, ponte algo, you know, like you just look so like tired. And like, that's just not fair. Like, that's not, she doesn't like that. And she looks great. She has great skin. Like, her skin is fresh. Like, she looks, it's like her own natural style. And
I always
my natural
get like,
style.
Oh, do you want like more time to get ready? I'm like, I am ready. I'm not putting makeup on.
Just so let people live. Yeah. If you want to go gray, go gray. If you want to cut all your hair off, cut all your hair off.
Which is kind of the cool part of Sex and the City coming out, right? Because they're gray. And just like that, the next chapter of Sex and the City, like, I appreciate that they're staying gray. Sarah Jessica
not
Parker.
Hiding their age, basically.
Right.
Which she apparently got ripped apart for looking old. Apparently, like, they were getting like shit on.
I used to read the comments, and I was like, wow. I'm like, guys, it's been 20 years. She was already 50 or late 40s when the first one aired. So like, yeah, she's pushing 60, but no one says anything about Chris North, who the character is older than Carrie. So, but anyway, it's a whole other
story. It's all patriarchal bullshit. That's the, like, the long is. And the Let short women of it.
Do whatever we want.
Yes.
Bye. I want to wear makeup today. I can wear makeup. If I don't, I don't have to. If I want to get stitched and pulled, let me be. If I don't, let me be.
Bye.
That's what we want. What did Wendy say at the Eastern Shore? Good vibes only.
Exactly.
One thing I thought was really sad, I think including Nikki, they all really came for Mia with this whole stripper thing. I was like, she's a former sex worker. How are we crucifying her, mocking her? Like, they are laughing.
I mean, mock her for her inconsistencies, wishy-washy, bad telephone game playing.
Like, which drama, is fair, but which is legit. Yes. But this was about
the stripper thing. Didn't love that.
Yeah, and I was just like, Nikki should know better. Most of her music is based on iconography or imagery of women being in either this like style or genre or whatever. Like, you make money from it. So like, why are you making fun of someone who's an actual former sex worker? And then just telling her how she looks crazy and doubling down on it and this and that. And we talked about this in another podcast, but I'm like, no, yeah, there is a difference. And why do we get to judge what she says is or isn't? Like, if she wants to say that you got chicken wings, it's not high class. I get what she's saying. They had steak and lobster. You know what? That is a high end dish, high end meal. I don't know. I was team Mia on that. What did you guys think?
I agree.
I just want to come for her constantly.
I want her back. Do you guys want her back? I hope she comes.
I do. I want to see her. She deserves, I think, at least another season. Like,
yeah, we had to put up with Charisse for a while. That was really boring. I mean, I never saw a storyline, but yeah, I like Mia. I want her back. And I can't really think of any. Oh, just the Candace singing part, which was the end. Did you guys find anything else you wanted to like touch on? I can't remember anything that stood out to me after the Mia chicken wing.
Well, no, not anything for me. I didn't like how, like, when they asked Wendy, if we're on Wendy yet, because I'm kind of done with Mia, but I'm just saying, like, when they asked Wendy about Eddie following the big booty hoes or big booty models or whatever they said, and, like, Wendy's uncomfortable laugh, I just thought it was odd.
Wasn't it? It was so cringe. Were you
the
one who
posted the tweet about how he had, like, 200 less follows?
And she's like, that's so ridiculous. I'm like, girl, oh my God. I didn't even believe it until I just heard your laugh right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, your laugh was whatever. But also, who cares like what he follows? If you're so secure, then just own it. Just be like, it doesn't matter. He can look at whatever he wants. Cause like, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't matter. But the laugh and the like attitude behind it was like,
oh yeah, thanks for reminding me. That was such a cringe moment. Yeah, she's like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. I'm like, no, the narrator, it was not fine.
But it was not fine.
It almost makes me feel like she actually did the boobs and the butt almost because she was insecure. It almost comes across that way.
I agree. I did not think that until I saw her just overly like it was all fine and that had nothing to do with it. Laugh. I was like, oh, okay, so it was part of it. Okay, you just convinced me. Yeah,
maybe right. I get what she was saying too about, again, we're talking about like patriarchal bullshit, like how everyone was shaming, because the way they came to her about the situation was annoying. They're like, like, as if she can't be a professor and sexy and change her persona at the same time. But how she acts makes it seem like she's insecure, so it's hard not to like be like,
question. Yeah, I agree. That was a really good point. That was a big cringe moment. Yeah. Thanks for reminding us, because that needed to, like, that needs to be its own gif or something. I was just like, oh, that hurt to watch. Plus, God bless the sleuths that like went through Eddie Osefo's fucking following.
There's always people out there doing work. Like, the Bravo universe, like the fandom is wild.
Insane. And then I think after that we went from Wendy I agree with some of the comments from one of the other two reunion episodes. It felt like she really tried hard to come with the shade and it just kind of fell flat. I did feel that too. She tried too hard. Yeah. Because like with Karen and Giselle, it is so effortless. They're so quick with it. Candace is the queen.
Even Ashley gets good like little digs.
Yeah, in. Ashley will get some good ones in. So I agree with that. I do want to see her back though.
Yeah.
Done with Ostefa.
I could give her one.
I don't need to see her back. I actually enjoyed her more when she was like, oh, I'm the professor and I have 4 degrees. Like that seemed more authentic.
I feel like I want one more season to see who she really is. Like, I feel like this was like the weird transition of her seeing herself on TV and trying to be something or like change how people perceive her. Cause she was maybe didn't like how she came off the first season. You know how they do like second season's always like that. Oof. I feel like one more season, but if she continues like this, where it seems like rehearsed and it's so like cringe, then I agree. I'm good on it.
I do want to see her back, but I agree with the assessment. I liked her more season one. I love that she
seemed confident in herself.
Yeah, I love that she was an intellectual powerhouse too. Like not just because of Real Housewives, but like I enjoyed her outside of Real Housewives. Like I thought it was so cool. Yeah. To have someone that I would probably see in the real world, battling real world things, cross over into this world. I thought that was so cool. And I really did miss it, that it wasn't present this season. And I was like, oh, that sucks. Especially because there's still so much going on that she would have been an expert. You know, I would have loved to have heard so many of her thoughts on.
I think the thing too is seeing her, like you're exactly what you're saying, is that she's so secure. She's very smart. She's very like all the issues that we want to learn more about. Right. So it's like, you're listening to her, you're being educated, or you're like being prompted to have like a conversation, right. Or like to think about what she's saying, even if you're, let's say, not agreeing completely, but like, it was from a place of like, I know who I am. I know what my values are. This is what I believe in. And this is what I'm sharing with you, this information. Or this is what I feel like, you know, someone's saying this to me, here are my counterpoints. And you're like, oh, okay. Like this person is secure in who they are. They're like admirable, you know, she's got her family, like she's got like her career. And then this season was like, she was so wishy-washy and kind of like an unsure footing, like seeing her pivot to this business that, like we said, felt almost like made up, you know, for just for the show. And then seeing her like not knowing what she's doing, where her husband's like, did you even make a business plan? And she's like, you know, and then like acting silly and not acting
the powerhouse that we want to see.
It was just weird. She was very wishy-washy, like on her emotions and I guess how she carried herself. It has nothing to do with being like overtly sexual, although, you know, like they were calling out. It was more so for me. And I think what maybe Robin was trying to say and just obviously bombed in her delivery was that she was acting different, not to do with her body or her husband. She just was a different person. Like she didn't seem secure in herself. She seemed like she was constantly attacking on the defense, I think is the better way. Like everything they did was like blown up. It was the opposite of Zen Wen. She tried to be Zen and everything was like combative about like little things that if you're really, you know, when you're like fighting with someone or someone's like a bully and it's because they get treated like that at home.
Right.
It's like she's people who are insecure are the ones that do the things, you know? Like,
right.
Who call it out. Like, I think it was just such a drastic difference from someone who seems so well balanced and like even and not like a dramatic housewife, someone like you said, like you were like admiring.
And I think we see that in other franchises, right? That season two attempting to edit. I think some of these housewives.
She definitely tried to edit herself.
Yeah, she tried to edit herself and we can see right through it. It comes off weird and whack.
I mean, I guess we're all humans and fluctuating, but something about her being like, I feel like she was dealing with something and we don't know the full extent.
We don't know.
Yeah, we got just like wishy-washy defensive person.
100%.
Who we liked and fell in love with.
That's what I feel. She really is going through some shit. But then you have great housewives like Ashley or other housewives that really just put it all out there. And yeah, so we're used to seeing that transparency,
yeah,
that authenticity.
That's it. I think you just nailed it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I would like to see, like y'all said, one more season, or not Coho Sara, like Char said, one more season to see who she really is. Yeah. and then last, they wrapped up with the whole drive back. I was really surprised Candace was so hesitant. We've been listening to her sing Happy Birthday every single day. For seasons now. I didn't understand. Was she scared? She's trying to be great.
Nicki Minaj. I feel it'd be really intimidating to not know that this person was coming, who's like a famous, you know, musician.
And then but she could sing. She sings all the damn time. Didn't we start episode one where she's like, hello? Oh,
yes.
episode one. And I was like, oh my God, here we go. She's always singing. I thought that was very interesting that she clammed up and was like, and she did great. I thought she nailed it. So now we get into, I think Nicki Minaj was totally being shady, putting her on the spot, but I appreciate it because she's motherfucking Minaj. She can do that.
Right.
I appreciated that. Nicki's going to hold your feet to the fire because not anyone can come play over here. I totally love she did that. I support it. What do we think about Chris getting all involved in this?
People were saying they were confused on why he got mad. I don't think he got mad because she was asking about his mom or her mom or the stuff between Candace's mom and him. It wasn't about that. It was the fact that she was pushing her to sing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's why he got mad.
I agree.
Yeah, asking her about the numbers, like the how many albums did you sell, or blah 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 blah. That's why.
Oh yeah, it never even crossed my mind it was about the mom thing. I thought he was upset that she was insinuating that she can't sing and therefore let's put you on the spot, and he was being that defensive husbandger to felt that she
I just wish she hadn't done the tweets. Just like,
I know. I'm like, dude, you are fighting with Nicki Minaj. You need to stop.
Yes. And also, like, it just that you're not, there's no way to like come out of this. Like, it's either going to keep going and she's going to blow you up and her fans are going to blow you up, or you're going to end up looking like an asshole, even though that wasn't like what your intention is. You're trying to defend your wife. Just don't get involved. Just do what you normally do. He's always such a good, like, even keeled.
He is. That's why I was like, ooh, Candace is getting a taste of it now. Now she knows what it feels like to have a spouse blow up your spot with their reckless mouth.
I bet she liked it. I bet she's like, ooh, yeah.
I don't think so. I think she's like, babe, that is Nicki Minaj. She can ruin my career before it starts.
I mean, actually, that's true too.
You need to stop. That's what I thought. Cause I'm like, dude, that's Nicki Minaj.
Calm down a little
you
bit.
You need to stop. Yeah, have some respect. Also, who do you think you are, Chris Bassett? Ugh, like, I talking know. To Nicki Minaj that way? Crazy? Husbandger. Yeah. And I to use Char's favorite, and I was rooting for him. I'm always rooting for him.
Just stay out of it.
So, ladies, as we wrap up Potomac, the end of the season, I think the women were phenomenal. They brought it. I love this entire season. Any last thoughts that y'all have as we exit the season or the time with the ladies of Potomac?
I want to see Maura Scala.
Oh, yeah. They really did just bring her for two lines. I know. That was so horrible. Dumb.
It was really, I feel like, I wonder how she feels about that. But I feel like there is potential there. Like, they didn't really show us that much about her. Like,
I would like to see her back. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to give her the opportunity because I really liked her. And I liked, once she started getting her voice, I liked what she had to say. And she was very no bullshit. Like, she said everything very bluntly and was not afraid to speak her mind. And I would love to see her with this group of women, holding her own.
She's a great addition. I liked her.
Also wish that they had Nicki or someone like this to hold Erica accountable. Seasons where intense shit is going down. I hope that they're able, if Andy can't really hit the hard hitting questions, that they continue to do this. I don't know if Jen will be in jail by the time their reunion airs, but hope that because the season was just dramatic, but imagine if someone had been on the Beverly Hills reunion and was just hitting with the hard questions. That would have been amazing.
So much fun. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
that's it. I'm excited for a new season.
Sada?
I love Potomac. This was a really good season. I can't wait until, you know, we start up again next season. I've been watching Ultimate Girls Trip. I think that's really good.
Oh, TikTok. Yeah. That's good.
I'm enjoying that. Yeah. Salt Lake is good. It has its moments, but I like Salt Lake. We'll see about OC. I'm super excited about Miami. And yeah, so that's.
Do we want Candace back?
I say yes. I mean, she rubs me the wrong way a lot, and she needs to grow up a lot, but she also brings the entertainment. Like, she always has something going on, and she always has the quick comebacks, and her mom is also invested keeping her paychecks coming in. So,
Sada, do we have Candace
bring everybody back? They should bring everybody back from Potomac, my opinion, except for Wendy.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I want everybody back. I know Candace pisses me off a lot, but I do enjoy her. And there is, like we always say, there is that part of me that still roots for her. She's like my Kenya of Potomac.
Yeah.
This is exactly how I feel about Kenya. Like, I always fucking root for her. And right when I shed a tear, she does something fucked up. And I'm like,
I feel like always on her, like, asides when it's just her dealing with her personal life. I'm like, oh man, this sucks. Like, you go through a lot. And then when she's with everyone else and pulls some shady shit, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. Kenya. This is why people don't like you.
Yeah. But I do enjoy Candace, and I do enjoy that little sister energy she brings to other women. I enjoy her little beefs with Ashley. I like them all, and I'll give Wendy Miss Osefo one more. Mrs. Osefo. Mrs. Osefo one more season. I like them all. I hope they're back, including Estella. I think we went through it last time, but in case we didn't, best dressed.
Best I love Mia's dress.
Mia, I'm going with Karen.
Oh, you mean in the reunion stuff? The entire show
Escala for sure. Yeah,
I loved her
but face. Reunion pink.
Hold on, let me look at them all.
Who did you say, Sada? Mia.
I like, right? Mia's dress.
Mia,
yeah, Mia's is pretty. Let me look. I'm gonna pull up a picture. I want to see them all like next to each other.
I would actually go with I liked Karen and Candace. I like the pink.
Okay, I liked Mia's, but it kind of, like, looking at it now, it looks like a prom dress, like a little, like, high school prom-y.
Someone who would your best dress be?
I'd say Karen and Candace, looking at the pictures all together.
Yeah, that's what I picked. Karen and Candace. Yeah. I like Karen showing that leg. She's keeping Ray. I did love what she said about Ray, though. I thought that almost brought a tear to my eye when they were talking about, would they still marry the same man?
Oh yeah.
And she was like, he moved my soul. And I was like, oh, I love you. Please don't divorce.
I know.
So I hope everyone listening, y'all enjoyed going through the rabbit hole with us for Potomac. And of course, when one franchise door closes, another one opens, and we are coming back with Real Housewives of Miami. And since we haven't gotten all that started, ladies, you get the first word. The trailer's out, commentary's out, chisme's out, all kinds of things are out. What are your thoughts on Miami?
I'm dying already at the dinner party where she's telling Larsa she's trying to be Kim Kardashian. I'm like, oh,
which is true.
True. I know. Yeah. She looks so, like,
I have pulled images.
Don't lie. Because if you look at season one Miami and look at Larsa and you look at her now, I mean, she was so pretty season one of Miami. So
now natural. Everyone has the same plastic surgeon look.
Like, I'm putting it together for you guys. I'm up to 10 photos in the collage of the transition of Larsa. Like, I am taking us through her facial change. She's doesn't even look like the same person. It's insane.
I mean, it's wild. I hate it because I think she was so pretty.
Me too.
Like, naturally, just so pretty. And like, I mean, and then now it's just like they all, but listen, Miami, they all look like that.
Right.
Like, I think I told you a story. I went there for work 2 years ago, and I mean, it is hot. It was March, and it was, I mean, I was sweating, and I'm like, how does people hair not frizz? How does people makeup stay on? Yeah. And then I figured it out. Oh, because everybody has a fake butt, fake lips, fake eyelashes, and fake hair. So this is why their hair doesn't frizz. This is why their makeup doesn't run. And, you know, because everything is fake.
Yeah.
Eyelashes are fake. The lips are fake. The hair is fake. So
that's
why everybody looks the same, you know?
Yeah, I used to hate having to go down there for work because I was like, I can't compete with this.
It's not real, though. And that's why they look like that, is because in their heads, they get this like idea of what is normal.
Right.
And each year, things shift a little bit more plasticky and a little bit more until they end up looking like, what's her name? Like the mom.
Elsa. That was a botched surgery. Yeah.
And Lisa Hochstein, whatever. She, I mean, she would look so pretty, but she has that face too. Obviously, she's married to Dr. Hochstein or whatever, whatever. And he's one of the top, you know, surgeons down there. Yeah. But what I do like about this cast, even though they're all white Latinas, it's still diverse. They have, you know, Haitian, Lisa's Canadian, Jewish, her husband's Jewish, Marisol, everything, and Alexia, they're Cuban, Adriana's Brazilian. So it's, and then like Larsa's Syrian and Lebanese. And then one of the newer housewives is the first like official married lesbian housewife. So it is diverse.
Totally.
One of the most diverse casts. So I like that.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm just happy we have more than one Latina. Like, I'm excited. You know, that's why I thought it was so funny. Yeah, that's why I specifically used like the Christina show images, because I was like, if you know, you know. Okay. Yeah. And so like, this is now our turn as Latinas to have all the inside jokes. I'm excited. I'm here for it. So much chisme already. I am bummed though. Adriana is like a fucking staple. How dare you, the disrespect to not have her on as full time. I'm super upset about that. I don't know why, especially over Marisol.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was like a thing too. Like,
absolutely not. She is such a camera hungry. They had them on one of the Blasts from the Past, Watch What Happens Live, and they asked them on, there was like Phaedra, her and everybody, you know. And he did a sit down with her one-on-one also. And he asked all the former housewives, how many of you would love to be back on? And everyone fake lied and was like, no, like disagree. She was the only one that was like, absolutely, yes.
I wonder why. I know Marisol said she wouldn't want to do it full time. She did say she wouldn't want to
do it
full time.
She did. And why the hell is she on there? And I hate her personally.
But she's not full time. But she's not full time.
Okay, good. Because she's in that cast photo. I was like, why is she there? Get her out.
No, Marisol's not. It's the other, it's another one.
Or maybe they just tagged her then. Yeah. I was like, oh, why Marisol? Okay. Well, as long as they didn't pick Marisol over Adriana, but I think Adriana brings it. I think she's amazing. I'm so bummed. She's a great pot stirrer. So yeah, we'll see though. It's exciting. Miami debuts December 16th for anyone listening. And Latinas have representation. Any final words about Miami, ladies, before we let y'all go?
Nope.
I just wish they'd throw in a brown Latina. We need a brown Latina.
That was my biggest gripe, like
a brown
as always with that show, but
right. One yeah, day. For sure. Someday, sigh.
Yeah.
And they missed it also, because I thought we were gonna have one of the other women who was Afro Latina. That was the one that I had thought. And so I was like,
oh yeah, that's right. You did say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had potentially heard about an Afro Latina and other Latinas, but you know, it'd be nice, especially Miami, to get some Venezuelan representation. I don't think we've had a Colombian housewife.
Mm-mm.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No, no, so, Colombian. And then no Cubans, Colombians, Venezuelans. That's Miami.
Yeah. There's a good mix
on top
on
of
there.
Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially because not only do you have Real Housewives of Miami, but Family Karma is based out of Miami. So like there's tons of diversity. And also, not that anyone watches, but I personally watch Cartel Crew on VH1, which is also filmed in Miami. And there was a whole crossover episode where Bali from Family Karma was at Little Miss Monroe's bridal shower to Michael... what's her name? Griselda Blanco, to Michael Blanco. She actually attended the wedding, and I was like, holy shit, there's a Family Karma member crossover. So it was like, Miami is obviously very small. They all kind of run in circles. Tons of diversity in those three shows.
I know, I'm so surprised with all that. I guess I don't know, maybe to bring it back, they wanted faces that people knew already.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But anyways, well, ladies, thank you so much. This was so much fun. I can't wait. And moving forward, I don't know, we might just like pick one random night and open it up for like anyone to chime in. I think it was a lot of fun to have some like different voices on this podcast. And I can't wait to see what happens next. And we'll, you know, keep us posted. We go through the year. If you guys have Cheese Man Potomac, let's jump on it. Or, you know, we'll still do other random podcasts. So definitely not goodbye forever. Because like the other day over the weekend, I had one of the viewers reach out to me and ask me if I would do a Cuban podcast with her. And so we did it. And we're going to upload it soon after this episode airs. Nice. But it was based on like going into Real Housewives of Miami and her perspective as a Cubana, you know, and just with what all the protests that are going on right now in Cuba. So you never know, we might recap something else and stay with us here. But ladies, it was a pleasure. So much fun. And I can't wait to do this again with you guys.
Love it. Can't wait for the next season.
Within reasonable hours.
And maybe we still have to do After Dark at some point.
Definitely. Yes. I have not forgotten. I've been thinking of doing that while we wait for Miami so that we have something in the in between. 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks off. I'm waiting for kids to get out of school. And definitely we should do that. That'd be a lot of fun. To all the mommies listening, this was also the first time we had mommies do a full season, full co-host. So I appreciate it. Yeah. Appreciate you, ladies. Thank you so much. And that's it. Any other final words overall? Bravo.
Good times.
Good times. We're watching OC. We're going to, Shar and I are out, but we're going to give it one episode. Sada, are you going to watch?
I'm going to try.
I'm going to try. Yeah. We're all going to give it one more try.
We're trying.
Yes. We're trying. We're trying. So everyone, OC premieres tonight and we will catch you out there on the Instagram streets. Thank you, ladies. Have a good one. Good night to everyone listening.